That was the sound of Shan Wren. Welcome to the music show. I'm Andrew Ford. We're on stage 7 in Botanic Park, Adelaide, under the trees. Lots of bats in these trees, but they're all asleep at the moment, although maybe not after that. The other guests that I have on today's show, before we hear Shan Wren again, are Sam Lee. He's the English folk singer and song collector. He'll be here with his friends in the second half of today's show, as will Amel Mahlouti, the Tunisian songwriter to the Arab Spring, you might say. Her songs have been very important in the to the political activity and activism happening in Tunisia and in Egypt and other parts of the Middle East. That's the second half of today's show. In the first half of the show, we will be meeting in approximately half an hour the Hawaiian singer, songwriter, and exponent of the slack key guitar. That's Makana. But, as promised, another song now from Shan Wren. They come from southwestern China, from Yunnan and Guizhou provinces, and their name means mountain men. That was Shan Wren, Performing live on today's music show. As I mentioned, we are coming live from Botanic Park, Adelaide. This is WHM Adelaide 2014, and I'm joined now on stage by Sam DeBell, who was shaking some bells there and is about to give us the lowdown on Shan Ren. Sam, welcome. Thank you very much.
Perhaps Thank you.
You could begin by introducing the band.
The band called Shan Ren, the name means mountain men. They're actually all from different ethnic groups. Yunnan has 26 different tribes, and so we can't represent all of them.
No.
but yeah, they're from four different groups.
And who do we have here?
We have the Wa, the Bui, the Yi, and the Han.
Okay, and who are the musicians and what are they playing?
Okay, Ayong, who is Wa, he plays the bass. Chu Zahan is Yi, and he plays the Shenze and sings.
And the Shenze is?
The Shenze is the instrument we haven't heard yet.
Okay, but we're going to. It looks beautiful.
And this is Xiaobodian, who is Buyi, and he's playing a qingqing.
And tell us what that is.
It's kind of like it's an ancient Chinese instrument. It's kind of similar to a banjo.
Yeah.
It has about a 2,000-year history.
And finally,
Xiao O, who is playing percussion.
And the percussion consists of what?
Well, normally he plays drum set, but today he's got a sun drum, which is from Jinor ethnic group. And also, we heard an elephant foot drum, which is used by Wa people and various other ethnic groups in Yunnan.
And is not made from a real elephant's foot.
Fortunately not.
No, good. Just people aren't appalled. So let's talk about the band. I mean, these people began as rock musicians. Yeah.
Yeah.
And how did they make the transition to what they're doing now?
Well, although they were making rock music originally, using rock instruments, the idea was always to represent the feel of Yunnan in the music. But originally just on guitars and bass, etc. But gradually, as learning more and more about the music and the instruments, started to incorporate those into the music. And also, just to focus on the ethnic groups, because there was a similarity in situation between rock musicians and ethnic minorities, so it seemed like a natural thing to bring those together.
Yes, of course. So how much of the music is that they perform is, as it were, traditional?
About 50-50.
Right.
Yeah. To varying degrees, some of the songs, like the songs we're playing today, are almost completely traditional. And there's some which vary, so they have a kind of a mixture, and there's some songs which are original compositions that are based on the feel of traditional music but are original.
And these days they're based in Beijing?
Beijing, yeah.
So do they return to Yunnan sort of regularly? I mean, are they, in the sense, are they still collecting material?
Yeah, whenever possible. They always go back for Spring Festival, and that's always a good time to try and get out into the mountains.
And so the traditional songs are still being sung there in a traditional manner.
Yeah, it's been, Yunnan's been preserved just through isolation largely. There are problems now with the kind of the modern world, it's kind of encroaching, but it's preserved pretty well compared to other parts of the world that have lost traditions.
So what would you say are the main characteristics of the traditional music of Yunnan?
It's very varied.
Yeah, so the different ethnic groups have different...
They all have different sounds. Like, for instance, the Wa, who are close to Burma, have a kind of a Southeast Asian feel to the music. And then if you get up towards Tibet, so the Yi and the Nu, which is a song we just played, is kind of has some similarities to Tibetan music. And then if you go to the West, you get come near to Vietnam, and you get kind of Vietnam influences coming in. So it's very varied.
Hmm. I see. Is there anything they share? Would you say a vocal style or
not really? They all have their own vocal styles. So for people that aren't familiar with the music, you could kind of say it has a Tibetan feel. That would be melodically. That would be kind of a not. It's not really accurate to say that, but it can give you an idea of what it's going to sound like.
Yes, I see. Yeah. What's your story, Sam?
I've known these guys for about 15 years, and I've been living in Yunnan for 10 years, and China altogether for 15. So, because I study ethnic music, so I've just been hanging out with them for more than a decade.
Right. So are you a local?
Well, not officially, no. I'm still a UK citizen.
No, I don't mean officially. I mean, are you regarded as a local?
Well, that's one thing that's interesting about Yunnan, because they have such tribal variation that actually the white guy gets just kind of seen as just another tribe.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. That's right. Everyone's a foreigner at some level, yes. Is it possible to have a demonstration of the shanzhe?
The shanzhe, yeah, sure.
This is an instrument. Now, how can we describe this? It's got six. No, it's eight. It's octagonal. It's a sort of an octagonal lute or a flat octagonal lute with a. What is that?
That's a dragon's head.
It's a drag with a dragon's head with two pom poms attached. One pink and one green. And how many strings? I can't quite see from here.
There are four strings.
Four strings, they're widely spaced, two and two.
They're kind of two double strings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell us about the history of this instrument, if you can.
Well, it's quite a new instrument for the Yi people. The Yi traditionally didn't use this instrument. It's been kind of taken from traditional Chinese instruments, and they've kind of changed it. There's a Chinese instrument called a Yueqing, which looks very similar, except it's round and not octagonal. And over the centuries, they've got hold of this instrument and they've kind of changed it, changed the way it's tuned, changed the way it's played, and incorporated into Yi music. And it's now the basis of kind of the most popular kind of Yi dance called the left foot dance.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's my next question. The left foot dance. What is this?
Okay, so this is a very popular dance. It's normally always performed at night. It's a dance that goes on from evening to the morning, and sometimes for several days. And the musicians just come in and change each other, and the dancers change and come back, and it just keeps going for ages. The left foot, it's called left foot because you stamp your left foot on the first beat. That's a reason for it being called that.
Right, but there's more to it than that.
Yeah, there's all the dance, every song has a different dance. And you dance in a circle and move anti-clockwise in a circle. And sometimes there'd be a fire in the middle, or sometimes nothing in the middle, sometimes just some bottles of wine in the middle, etc.
I wish I'd known. I mean, we can't have a fire here on stage, but we could have brought bottles of wine. I should have perhaps explained to our listeners at home that there was, in fact, some dancing in the last song.
Yeah, the song was from the Nu people, and their dances often imitate animals. That was you probably noticed a chicken.
Well, I was thinking Chuck Berry duck walk, actually, I must say. But so I wasn't far off.
No, pretty close.
All right, well, I think we should hear the left foot dance of the Yi, and thank you very much indeed
for
sitting down with me. And you're listening to The Music Show. We're coming live from Womadelaide 2014. I'm on stage with Shan Ren from Yunnan province, and we're going to hear the left foot dance of the Yi.